Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm here with Rahul Tikko, VP and GM of Commercial Client Specialty Products at Dell. Welcome, Rahul. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thank you for having me on Chip Chat.
So, Rahul, this is the first time you've been on Chip Chat. Can you please just introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your role at Dell?
So, like you said, my name is Rahul Tikko. I run the commercial client specialty products at Dell, and what that really means in English is that my team is responsible for Precision Workstation line of products, Latitude Rugged Mobility products, and IoT product portfolio at Dell. I've been at Dell for about 5 years, and there's never a single minute of downtime, and I've had a lot of fun working on these products and launching some exciting products with you guys over the past many years. So thank you for that partnership.
Well, it's always a pleasure to work with a customer that has such a great impact. I'm very excited for the talk today. We're talking about workstations. Can you just brief us on how you view the workstation arena and the different types of workstations that Dell delivers?
Businesses are built on workstations. Businesses are run on Latitudes and Optiplexes, which is your office machines, but they're really built on workstations. Our customers range from media and entertainment industry, whether it's filmmakers, it's game developers, to engineering and manufacturing industry. It could be engineers, it could be architects, to oil and gas industry where you have geospatial scientists, to finance and financial traders. It's really a very diverse set of customers that are really utilizing the performance and reliability that a workstation class product based on Intel Xeon processors delivers to the users, right? So they're really creating IP based on these products. We launched the workstation business back in 1997, and then we've been having so many firsts since then over the past 20 years. We celebrated our 20th anniversary last year, and we certainly haven't stopped. There's a lot more innovation, as you can see from some of the trends that are happening in the marketplace today, in how this is going to transform the industry going forward.
This week is a very exciting week for us because we're delivering the new Intel Xeon E processor, which is the follow-on from our historic Xeon E3 processors. These processors serve a specific capability within our portfolio, and you guys are using it in a very specific way as well. Can you tell me where you're targeting systems featuring this processor?
Yeah, so we're really excited about the Xeon E launch. We've been working on these products, it seems like, for the last 2 years or so. This product category that we're launching with you guys are Tower 3430 and Tower 3630. These are targeted towards 2D and 3D CAD users in the engineering and manufacturing industry. So if you think about what these users care about, they want the fastest single core performance, right? That's a check with these E-class processors. We're able to get up to 4.5 gigahertz of CPU performance out of these processors. They deliver 64 gigs of memory footprint, which is more than enough for this industry, and we're able to offer them all of the feature sets that they require around, you know, if you have large data sets, being able to have multiple drives. Some of these products can offer up to 14 terabytes of storage to this industry, with all the way from RAID 0 through RAID 10 support, being able to connect seamlessly through Bluetooth and wireless capabilities that, again, we worked with you on, being able to provide up to 10 gig wired capability for these users. So if they have data in data centers or remote sites, they can collaborate effectively. So really opening up this CAD market, which is where these are targeted for, which if you think about it, in the workstation space, engineering and manufacturing CAD-CAM market is probably about half the market. So these are very, very important products for our portfolio and the industry.
What is the response then to the upcoming delivery of this new class of products?
We recently made two announcements. One was Sony Innovation Studios, where Intel is a part of that partnership too. So Sony, Dell, Intel and Deloitte in early June announced the startup of Sony Innovation Studios were bringing in Dell products utilizing Intel technology and know-how, utilizing Deloitte's know-how in the operations and people space, and Sony assets through Sony Pictures, Sony Music, Sony Games, to really build out more immersive stories. So if you think about virtual reality and augmented reality and the new frontier in storytelling, we together are working with Sony to take some of their assets in their arsenal to bring it to this user base in a very immersive way through virtual reality. And then the second aspect of that partnership is being able to open up tools and workflows. If you think about this new market, there's not a whole lot of storytellers that know how to tell these stories, what tools exist, and what workflows can they build out to make their lives simpler, right, as they're telling these stories. And so we are collaborating to not just tell the stories with Sony using their awesome assets and our technologies, but also how do we go have standard tools, standard workflows that can be applied to this new storytelling way, and we can open up this market more. So these are with our Ready for VR systems that utilize Xeon W's, Xeon SPs, and Xeon E's from you guys. They also utilize PowerEdge servers for rendering, our storage devices, Isilon storage devices, Alienware and XPS, which again use your consumer parts to be able to show the consumption of these new storytelling methods. So really a very wide range of technologies from us and you all going into this innovation studio. So we're very excited about it. It's a three-year partnership. We're looking forward to really good stories and innovation coming out of the studio. The second thing that we recently announced is with Marvel, the Ant-Man and Wasp movie. We worked with a visual effects studio called Double Negative, based out of Vancouver, and they used our precision workstations using your Xeon Ws and used our PowerEdge servers to render these frames. And the Ant-Man and Wasp movie was made on these products. Not only was it made on the products, we're also showcasing Alienware gaming notebooks and our XPS notebook lineup, which is a premium consumer notebook, in the movie itself. And so we're very excited about these end-to-end partnerships that we have driven with our partners in this space.
One area that I wanted to talk to you about before we go is where you're seeing holistically the workloads changing and things like AI. Where do you see these workloads evolving and how does Dell meet that challenge in terms of system delivery?
I see some really, really exciting trends emerging in the workstation space driven by the technology prowess that we all have enabled in this market. So we like to think of it as the experience that our customers want to have in the future with their technology is going to be immersive, intelligent, and social. And that's really the realm in which we think about how we want to design these products and what kind of experiences we want customers, developers, creators to have with these products. Look, the world around us is going to become a lot more immersive. And it's not just about virtual reality and augmented reality. It's also about higher resolution, immersive from a perspective of touch, pen, voice, gesture capabilities. So being able to very naturally interact with your space. And that's super important for our users. And it's important because storytellers just want to tell stories. Engineers just want to design the car that they're making or the building that they're architecting. Technology is an enabler. And the more they can immerse in what work they're doing without having to worry about, you know, the technology being a barrier, the better they will be at the outcomes that they're wanting to generate, right? And so from that perspective, the more immersive we can make the systems for them and the technology that Intel is enabling as an enabler of that is very important. Intelligent systems are going to be the norm. And what I mean by that is there's a ton of data available to all of us. And being able to harness that data, gain insights from that data to drive new products, new capabilities into the products is going to be super important. And one example I used recently is Dell introduced this thing called Dell Precision Optimizer AI. And what this tool does is it takes the workflows that you're running on your machine, on your workstation, listens to it in the background, and then tunes your workstation to perform at a much higher level than a standard workstation would for your custom workflow. And that's very important because if you think about workstations, they are like a Swiss Army knife. They're targeting many different workflows, many different industries, many different use cases. But when we can understand how you as an individual is using your workstation and then tune it to your use cases, we can give you a completely different experience with your technology. And then finally, social is, again, a very important aspect of how work will get done in the future, and we have to play a part. We're in a world now where talent is everywhere, and it's global. And people are going to hire the best movie makers, the best engineers, irrespective of what country, what geolocation you're in. And for you to be able to have virtual presence so you can meet with your team, for you to be able to collaborate with your team, for you to be able to have a relationship even though you're in two different continents, and technology being an enabler of that is going to be very important in the future of technology and work. That's how we're thinking about this space, and I know you guys are aligned with that and driving technology that is more immersive, more social, and more intelligent, anticipatory. So really happy with that and where we're headed as an industry.
Thank you so much for being on today. It's been a real pleasure. One final question for you. If folks want to find out about the solutions that you're offering, both the mobile workstations as well as fixed workstations, where should they go for more information?
So our website is www.dell.com/precision. And we have a wealth of knowledge on the website. You can look at all of our key technologies, some of which I talked about today. And you can also configure and buy systems from our website.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We'd love to have you back in the future.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.